The creator of Paddington Bear, Michael Bond, has died at the age of 91. This marmalade-loving children's favourite first appeared in A Bear Called Paddington back in 1958. He was a stowaway from Darkus Peru who arrived at London's Paddington train station wearing a sign that said, "Please look after this bear. Thank you." And then, of course, he went on to be adopted by the Brown family.
When Paddington arrived at number 32 Windsor Gardens, the first person he met was the Browns' housekeeper, Mrs. Bird. "Good afternoon," he said. "I'm from Darkest Peru and I've come to stay." "Did you say you're from Peru?" called Mrs. Bird. "Darkest Peru," said Paddington.
That's from one of the many readings, the very many readings of A Bear Called Paddington. Paddington went on to star in 20 books, a TV series and a feature film more recently. Kira Vaklovic is a professor of children's literature at Queen Mary University in London. She's our Paddington Bear specialist this morning. Kira, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you very much.
What is it about this bear? What is it about? I'm a huge Paddington fan and I was brought up on Paddington Bear. But what is the secret of Paddy?
Oh, it was just so wonderful to hear that extract, wasn't it? I mean, the narrator's voice is just so wonderful. I think he's a great character who combines haplessness with resilience. But Michael Bond also, possibly not deliberately, hit on so many different ways of brilliantly marketing his character. There's so many things about him that make a winning formula. So from a character who's also a cuddly toy.
Yeah.
But he's also associated with a particular place, and everybody loves a literary pilgrimage. But he's also got that distinctive look, hasn't he? So people could easily reproduce Paddington and, of course, eat what he eats, those marmalade sandwiches that you mentioned.
I think the look is key. I mean, it's just simply an adorable-looking character. And Michael Bond himself, we heard earlier on the program how he just kind of came up with it, the whole idea. But I have to ask you something, if you're a bit of a Paddington specialist, because I had a Paddington Bear doll with red boots, but I've seen them with blue boots. Were they blue or red?
Ooh,
oh, I've stumped you now.
$1 million question. And I actually do spend an awful lot of my time professionally trying to find out the actual colours of the garments of children's literature icons. But this one I don't know.
Okay. The heart of Paddington, this is, as you say, his haplessness and his resilience. 35 million copies of the Paddington Bear books have been sold around the world. And I say around the world because it's been translated into 40 languages. Mm. Now, Michael Bond himself says he was absolutely bemused by this because he thought Paddington was such a very English kind of story. What is the global appeal, do you think, of this bear? Does it surprise you?
Well, I mean, he is quintessentially English. Except that, of course, he isn't, is he? He is also, it is also that kind of...
he came from Peru, Darkest Peru.
...story of, absolutely, from Darkest Peru. So it's a kind of a story of overcoming great challenge, which is a sort of eternal story which appeals across the world. And so it's kind of a timeless story, but at the same time, precisely because of the fact that he's a traveller, he's a migrant. It's also a very kind of contemporary, a very gritty story in many ways.
In fact, just on that migrant issue, he apparently inspired a piece by Banksy, famous street artist, where Paddington was featured and the tag read, "Immigration is not a crime."
Exactly, yeah. So, and that has been incredibly popular and shared an awful lot on social media in Britain. Recent times, and I think particularly with the recent film, and I think another film has just finished being made, that the fact that kind of Paddington is being presented to this generation and is presenting sort of the traveller and the migrant in a really positive way is hugely significant, and in many ways that I think will be Michael Bond's great legacy.
Yeah, and that was a bit of a theme of the film. So Paddington Bear debuted in 1958. Life was very different then. Kids had different expectations. And if you look at kids' books then, a lot of them don't survive to the modern world. But then we had that feature film 3 years ago, which was a big hit with little kids. Do you have a sense that Paddington, the storybooks, are still popular and relevant with kids today?
Well, I think, I mean, it's, I don't think that the one sort of excludes the other, and that, you know, it's not the success of the film which will stop the books being read. On the contrary, the success of the film will lead more and more children and their families to the books. That's certainly what's happened with my family. So I think, no, that the film is a good thing in order for children and their families to carry on reading the books.
Okay, Kira, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Kira Vaclavic is a professor of children's literature at Queen Mary University of London. And just on Paddington, of course, one of you pointed out when we first mentioned the death of Michael Bond, wasn't there a Polly caught up with Paddington some time ago? You are absolutely right. That was Mick Young, who was the Secretary of State, the Special Minister of State, rather, at the time. This is back in 1984 when he was forced to step down from that ministry, Special Minister of State, when he forgot to declare at customs that he had a large stuffed Paddington Bear toy in his bag. He did eventually get cleared of any wrongdoing by a judicial inquiry, can you believe it, and got his ministry back. But Paddington, Matt saying, don't ask me about that. That was a long time ago. But that is how it was.